It's not easy these days being a Muslim in America, with impending travel restrictions, rising rates of suspicion, or even hatred welling up in some people. In the midst of this tension stands the Reverend Andrew Larson of Seattle.
My specialty is what I call peacemaking. And it's mostly grassroots, building relationships, helping knit communities together instead of out of a bias or misnomer or misunderstanding of who the other community is, just go and meet them.
He's an ordained evangelical Christian minister, and he does this job full-time through interfaith dialogue, listening events, advocating for fairness for refugee communities, while tackling the misconceptions people have about each other.
Here in the Seattle area and in the U.S. in general, there's more relationships, so I think in general Muslims understand our community more accurately. But I do describe my work as correcting stereotypes when I'm in the mosque of the Christian community, and vice versa, correcting stereotypes of the Muslim community when I'm in the church community.
Robert Larson says he sees the fear in people's eyes these days, and he hears it in their words.
In my experience, my Muslim friends are, gosh, great American citizens and love their freedoms, support, you know, life here. They're actively engaged, and so there's a breach there. They don't feel maybe as welcome. That's a general statement. But more profiling, definitely. I have friends from Iran, from Iraq, from Lebanon, and they experience difficulty when they travel.
Here's his view of the fears that some people have about Muslims.
It almost seems a little bit like a fight or flight response, where out of misunderstanding of a certain demographic of people, we pull back. And we are suspicious. It's just, I think it's a natural human response. But it seems to be, to me, that mostly that happens in the vacuum of a relationship or a vacuum of a connection with a real person from the other community. Humanizing that is a big part. But I do understand that there is this impulse and need to be secure. But I think sometimes our response is motivated more out of a misunderstanding.
I asked Andy Larson if he thinks he's making a difference.
Oh, wow. Boy, that's a great question. And I hope I'm making a difference. You know, if everything was equal, I would keep doing this. If the situation, wasn't aware of what was happening politically, I would still be doing this because I enjoy my relationships with Muslims. I hope I'm making a difference, but that's a hard one to assess appropriately.
You can keep track of his work and find out more about it. He writes a blog. You can find it at worldlyholiness.com, worldlyholiness.com. And coming up on the Como Afternoon News, how Reverend Larson says we have more in common with Muslims than you think. And he also talks about the vetting process that his friends have had to go through to come to America.